Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 72nd Venice Film Festival, and I'm here with the producer Aleksandra Zakshevska, producer of Klezmer. So thanks very much for joining us.
Hello, thank you.
Well, let's start off the interview with the obligatory question. If you could tell our listeners a little bit about the story of this film.
The story is set in summer in 1943, so it's an important moment because it's after Action Reinhardt was proclaimed. That was an action aimed at eradicating all Jews in Poland. And we see a group of young Poles who go to the forest, as they normally do, to gather cones for firewood. And unexpectedly, they found a wounded Jew. And they're thinking if he was escaping maybe from the ghetto. And they have to decide what to do with him. The restrictions during this time for helping the Jew were very strong. It's a big moral dilemma for them, to help him or to turn him on into Germans. Or maybe the village administrator, so local authorities. And it's all about it. They have an argument, then more characters appear, and the conflict breaks out. And it's very dramatic.
And it's a very difficult moment in history to be dealing with. So what do you see as the difficulties for a film like this, in making a film like this, because of the importance and the delicate nature of this particular time in history and the story that you choose to tell? And also, do you have any opinions of how the audience, an international audience, not from Poland, might react to this particular type of setting?
I would start with Polish audience first. This film touches very important subject and unveils some facts that are not very well known in Poland. I have to admit that even me, I had a proper education, but I didn't know much about Jewish and Polish relationships during the war. I had this stereotype vision of Poles only helping the Jews. And when director Piotr told me, because he's been reading about this for many, many years, and he's been preparing for it for many years, I was shocked. And that was one of the reasons that we've decided to make this film. So I'm expecting that a Polish audience might be shocked as well, but also that might be a lesson of education on history and on, let's say, tolerance. As for international audience, I'm hoping that this film tells some universal truths about human being as well, not only it refers, of course, to the specific moment in history and specific circumstances, but also it tells a lot about what human being is and how his decisions and behaviors are determined by history, social context, and I would put it like this.
I agree. The examination of the human nature here is just as fascinating as the revelation of some of the things that audiences, even Polish ones, like you said, might not be familiar with. The next question then deals a lot more with the production side and the work that you did in this film, especially the way in which this film is mostly shot outdoors. Was there any challenges to go with this particular fact that all of it really is shot outdoors?
Well, the biggest challenge, of course, was that, as you said, it's all outdoors in one place, and it determined the shooting period. So we only had 2 months of 2 months time to shoot it, and of course not every day. So that was the biggest challenge in terms of production, of organization of production. Also, as all films in Poland, of course the challenge was to gather funds, because most Polish films are funded by Polish Film Institute. We didn't have an opportunity to get any funds, public funds, so we've decided to make the film using private resources, and it took us about slightly more than a year, so I think it's good timing.
Yeah, it's remarkable how difficult it is for even a project of this scale to gather funds. But in the end, you managed to make it, so that was quite important. And actually, you were telling me before the interview that this is the first feature film that you have produced.
I made 2 shorts with Piotr, because I'm Well, so far I'm working only with Piotr Szan, and we made two shorts, and we were a bit prepared for this production. And also I studied production at the biggest Polish film school in Łódź, and this experience was remarkable. I mean, I don't think that I would be able to repeat it anytime, because it's my first feature. I'm very happy that we chose this subject, and I'm very happy that we decided, despite a lot of obstacles, to finally make it. And also we were dreaming that Klezmer would have its world premiere in Venice.
And it happened.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. And thanks for talking with us and taking the time and doing this interview under the very scorching Venice sun.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.